This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, March 19th. Well, happy first day of spring. I hope you're getting some warmth wherever you're at. Looks like Northern Plains, Midwest, and Southeast, you're headed for some cold temperatures. And it's not going to be too much of a threat. Might burn back some of the wheat, but it's the fruit trees that are most at risk, and that's really unfortunate. But as we move forward, we're looking at better moisture conditions for the Midwest and the Northern Plains, which will be a huge boost to producers as they get into the field here in just the next few weeks. For the cattle markets, yesterday had a nice solid performance on the futures. Live cattle were up $1.30. April feeders up $2.90. So we appear to be finding some of that old upward momentum, at least in the short term. We're still a ways away from the highs that were put in here or those trading range highs, but the market clearly is showing some support here. And that's coming off a very good performance in the cash trade last week, where the Fed trade was up 3, the dressed was up 5, and box beef values continue to push higher. Yesterday, choice box beef was up $1.43 at 313. Select was up 65 at 303. The spread gained 78 cents. We're sitting at 1028. Movement was a pretty impressive 114 loads, which for a Monday, you rarely see it over 100. And the last 2 weeks have been very light volume. So it looks like we're finally getting some traction as far as demand goes for box beef, which has been a big concern because this time of year, you've got the retailers usually gearing up for the grilling season, where you have generally a big boost in demand for beef. But perhaps because Easter's early this year, you're just not seeing that demand yet. But normally you're putting in your seasonal highs for mid-March to early April on that demand. And as the retailers prepare for the spring and summer seasons, this might be the start of that. We'll have to see. We've had some sell signals over the last few weeks in the live cattle in particular, haven't really amounted to much, but you know, the market clearly is showing some struggling to maintain that upward momentum. Beginning back to the cash data, slaughter rate yesterday, 120,000 head. That is 9,000 more than we were a week ago, and it's just 4,000 less than where we were a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash markets for Friday, which includes a direct trade, total volume of around 9,500 head at average price of $246.37. So that's down about $8 from the previous day's cash average. But the seven-day average was up $1.86, so we're sitting at $250.86. So that's what's supporting these, at least the front-month feeder cattle, and then the back months are performing even better. So I think the strength in the live cattle, you know, kind of the really flat tone to the cash, to the corn market, has really supported the feeder cattle market. And certainly with more rains coming for key areas, that should help grass grow. So the demand for calves continues to be very strong. Now, we got a cattle on feed report out on Friday. These numbers are going to be a little skewed because of the major winter storm that we had in January, which slowed down placements in January. And now they're looking for placements to be quite a bit higher in February, up about 6% over a year ago. So total on feed, they're estimating about 1%, with marketings at about 4% higher. And of course, that includes an extra day for February, which was a leap year. So for the placements, again, we're looking at, you know, the cold weather in January kind of skewing those numbers a little bit, pushing the placements back into February. Auction data showed that the first 2 weeks of February showed a huge increase in placements. So that's just further proof that that's probably what's going on. Heifer percentage, though, continues to stay strong. Heifer numbers up about 1% over a year ago for February, at around 56%. In January, they were up 4% at 57% over the previous year. And imports look to be up about 12,000 head. So got a lot of reasons to look for big placements through February. So year to date, though, because of the low January placements and the high Feb placements expected, overall, it looks like total on-feed numbers pretty much in line to a little bit less than where we were a year ago. So, you know, be as it may, those numbers got skewed a little bit because of weather, but we're not a whole lot different than where we were a year ago. And as we move forward, of course, you know, the numbers just get tighter and tighter because your calf supply is smaller. So, you know, we look for numbers to continue to be tight. We just don't really see any evidence of heifer retention or herd rebuilding with heifer percentages higher than a year ago. It just isn't adding up that you're starting to rebuild herds yet. So we continue to see producers opting just to take the money. You certainly can't blame them for that. And I think that that's going to continue to keep beef supplies tight, even at the current placement rate. Beef supplies are already tight. Once that herd rebuilding begins, it just kind of kicks off a whole nother level to the upside, I think. But we have to get through summer. We have to see what this report says. If those numbers are big, then you're probably looking at, you know, a bunching up of cattle in July and August, which can be a seasonal low anyway as you get into the dog days of summer. So that could be a drag on the live cattle market and kind of be a drag on feeders as well, which is normally a fairly quiet to a seasonally downward moving time of the market anyway. It's when you get into the fall that you start to see the heifer retention and the big drop in placements. So what could be happening is, you know, we're carving out a seasonal high as we speak. The market drifts down into mid to late summer, and then you start that fall run into the upside. That would be my guess of how this cattle market evolves over the next several months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.